Begin the Karandab Mesechtis Moed Katan Dav Chav Hey. Begin Omer Al. Begin Tzeis Masada. Begin with the Gemara. Bekav Kada Adam. So what he did was return the jug upside down on the ground. Anach Allah Sabatir. And that's why he put the Sabatir and not to put it on the same bed. Which Tzeis says near it seems that Fela Sabatir Munich Begivoy Memenet that even if the Sabatir would be higher than him, Leishar didn't permit it. When Leishar will the Sabatir Begivoy Memenet, he didn't put the Sabatir on the bed but higher than him. Rather, he put the jug on the ground and put the Sabatir on that. The idea was lengthy about this, that it's not enough to even put it higher, it can't be on the same surface as the person. The Puna passed away, and just like they're both disseminated, let's bury where the is. Says Tosis, picture of Tesserab. Tesserab asks, sounds like here it's obvious that Rebchir was buried first and Puna afterwards, but Yerushalmi says it says that Rav Huna died before Rebchir. Because and the Gemara says Amalei LeRabbi, which Amalei Reb Chiya, Chiya says no, Reb Huna is not coming alive. Arayinabo, his coffin's coming. So we see that Reb Chiya was alive when Reb Huna passed away. Here it sounds like from our Gemara, obviously, as it sounds like Reb Chiya passed away before Reb Huna. So it says it nearly appears to me that Reb Huna Acha Hayah, there was a different Reb Huna. Reb Chiya in the Reb Huna Tamid the Rab Adkan, the one of Reb Huna in the Reb Chiya is not the one that's the student of Rab who was much later Adkan. Now, me Kasha, a little bit difficult, because Rishami Kama, but Ubdu Dalf, Rishami says regarding this story, that Rav Huna Resh Kalusa. Rav Huna was the Resh Kalusa, and therefore the difficulty is because Rav Huna, that was Resh Kalusa, was already dead in the days of Rabbi. Well, if you know Rishami Hari Mashma, from the story, the way it's Rishami it sounds like, this Zalk Feyu Rav Chaga La Rinna Rav Huna. Rav Chaga pushed up the coffin of Rav Huna, Kadish La Yoshev Itzal Tzadikim, that actually he should not be by the righteous. And the Rav Huna did not agree to be there amongst the sons of Rechia. And if he picked up his coffin, that he was not punished, that it was from the house of the Resh Galusas because he picked up the coffin of the Rav Huna. In other words, his merit protected on him that because he was from the Resh Galusa. So, but one thing we see explicitly, he says that this that he picked up his coffin is what protected the descendants of Rav Huna, that they shouldn't get punished. But one thing is that we see that the reason why he picked it up was because the humility of Rav Huna that didn't want to be amongst the sons of Rechia. But again, we see that it's Resh Kalusa. And so it's how do we resolve this about who had passed away first, Rav Huna or Rav Chiya. Next says, Mat, the beginning with the Gemara Chacham, a sage, given checks upon him once he turns away his face. So the question is, what is it, who's referring to Pirsh? So it's Chacham Shemes, a sage that passed away. Kimin Shehechz upon him, Oysa Shekara, that it permitted for someone to already be shoiled the kriya right away. So according to this, the chacham is going the one that passed away, and that every single person is permitted for the tear that he did in the chacham to immediately repair it. Now, begirsino or the gears is v'yesh shapirish. That someone explained that it's actually talking about taking out the word afila chacham shakar al chacham. We're talking about a sage that tore for another sage. Kivin shachzbanim. Once he turns his face away, shalal alta, he can immediately bast. Which it's because of the honor of the Chacham that did the creed that they've admitted because the Nahi who lost his Bebek Dekuid, it's disgraceful to go out with a torn garment. It doesn't seem to be correct. Rather, it's every single person when they did the creed of a Chacham that was messed, he's allowed to do the Shlila right away once he turns his face away.